earth and gloom.
Who? By what solemn name denominate might I invoke them?
By the natives here they would be called the all-seeing favourers, other fit names elsewhere.
May they receive with mercy me, their supplicant. And I, from this land's harbour, will go forth no more.
What does this mean?
'Tis my misfortune's weird.
Truly, I dare not turn him out before I tell the rest, without authority.
Sir, in heaven's name, do not begrudge me, a wanderer, what I crave of you to say.
Explain, and I will show I grudge you not.
What ground is this we have been treading on?
You shall hear all I know. First, the whole place is holy, inhabited by dread Poseidon. Next, the deity that brought fire abides in it, Titan Prometheus. This same spot you press they call the brass-paved causeway of the land, Rampart of Athens. The adjoining farms boast them Colonus mounted on his horse for their chief patron, and the people all are called by and in common bear his name. These are the facts, Sir Stranger, honoured not so much in story as cherished on the spot.
Did you say any men lived hereabouts?
Yes, truly, and that they bear this hero's name.
Have they a chief, or lies it with the folk to hold debate?
These parts are in the rule of the king of the city.
Who is he whose might and counsel sway them?
Theseus is his name, old Aegis' son.
Would one of you go fetch him?
What should one tell or move him to come here for?
Say, to gain much by a small act of kindness.
And where's the service in a man that's blind?
There will be eyes in all that I shall say.
Come, this you may, sir, and without offence, since you are worshipful to look upon, saving God's hand. Stay there where I first found you, while I go tell this to the burghers round, here, not in the city. They will soon decide if you shall tarry, or depart once more.
Stranger exits.
My daughter, has the stranger gone away?
Yes, he has gone. You may say anything securely, father. None are here but I.
Queens with stern faces, since of all this land, first in your sanctuary I seated me, to Phoebus, as to me, turn no deaf ear, who, prophesying of those my many woes, spake of this respite for me at the last, that, when my journey ended, in a land where I should find asylum, at the shrine of awful powers and hospitality, there I should round the goal of my life's sorrow, there dwell, a blessing to my hosts, a curse to those who sent me into banishment. Giving me reed, a sign of this should come, an earthquake, thunder, or lightning out of heaven. Now I perceive it is from none but you, the faithful omen that has guided me along my pathway hither to this grove, else I should never, in my wayfaring, have met you first so fitly. Strangers you, to wine, as I am, or have taken seat upon this awful footstone, all unhewn. Now, therefore, goddesses, bestow on me, according to Apollo's oracle, some passing, some quick finish of my life. If I appear not still unperfected in my continual servitude of toils, the extremest mortals know. Come, you kind daughters of ancient gloom, come, thou that bear'st the name of mightiest palace, Athens, first of cities, have pity upon this miserable ghost of what was Oedipus. He is not now such as of old.
Hush, there are people coming, elders in years, who note where you sit.
I will be silent,